talk about the culture of life that you were discussing.
Well, what I discussed today was increasing the number of adoptions and decreasing the number of abortions. And I think if they talked about life, what they were talking about is improving the quality of life, which is something that I was very well known for as mayor of New York City. I didn't invent that phrase, but I sort of adopted it for my campaign in 1993 when I ran for mayor. I said I'd improve the quality of life in New York City, and I did. We reduced dramatically pornography. We set up one of the most effective programs to combat domestic violence. We set up an agency just to protect children called the Administration for Children's Services, one of the first in the country devoted just to protecting children. We increased adoptions 133% over the eight-year period before I came into office, and abortions went down by about 17%, 30% more than in the rest of the nation. So what I said today is, one of my commitments is that we will look for the common ground that people have in this whole issue, which is a very difficult one, about abortion, where people have very different views, moral views. And the common ground is almost all people agree that we should reduce the number of abortions as much as we can, consistent with respecting people's rights and keeping government out of that kind of decision making. And then one of the ways we can do that is by increasing adoptions and making that information available so that someone has the full information and then can make a decision based on the full information.
You also said that you would not change current federal policy restricting federal funding.
Yes, I believe that's a fair balance. It allows states to make different decisions. I like the idea of giving power back to local and state governments because it's, in many ways, it's more democratic, small d, meaning people can effectuate their will better in smaller political organizations. And I mean, there are big differences. I mean, people have big differences of opinion in different parts of the country, so they can have a different view of it in one place and a different view of it in another place.
Is there any danger of making it difficult for a Republican candidate to get elected in this coming election cycle if there's too much focus on this pro-life message that's coming out sort of this, at least in Iowa right now?
I believe that this election in 2008 will come down to who can do a better job of leading the country at a time of war and at a time of significant internal challenges, energy independence, health care. I think American people are going to look for leadership. And I think the thing that I point out is the most important, at least with regard to how you deal with these things, is do you have the experience to do it? And the President of the United States is the chief executive officer of the United States. You should have at least some significant executive experience. And the three Democratic candidates, three leading Democratic candidates, have no executive experience, none. They've never been none of them have ever been a mayor, a governor, or run a large business or significant business. So that's why I think they come up with so many impractical solutions or proposals, and that's why I think so many of them contain these traps. You know, they say, a chicken in every pie. Everybody's going to have health care. But then they don't explain to you it's going to be like Cuban health care or English health care or Canadian health care or French health care. It'll be socialized medicine. In England, which is the kind of health care system that the leading Democrats want for the country, the survival rate for prostate cancer, which I had, is 44%. In the United States, it's 82%. I like that 82% better.